Hare Krishna. Yesterday I was talking to a Hungarian devotee, Hare Kirtan, and he was telling me that he met a lady, was going door to door, and met a lady on Sankirtan. And this lady had seen Ishvara Krishna Prabhu. I don't know if the devotees know, but he's our Bhaktivedanta Institute preacher or devotee here, as part of the Hungarian Yatra, but he does our scientific preaching, anti-evolution preaching, and so on. And he's very, very successful, been doing that for many, many, many years. So he has many, he preaches in different venues, and one of them is he puts many YouTube lectures, either lectures that he does or meetings that he does and debates that he takes part in. Anyway, this lady saw some of his YouTubes, and she was so impressed by the logic behind it that she sort of accepted who he was, although she didn't really understand or know much about Krishna consciousness, but knew there was some kind of connection. So when Hare Kirtan came knocking on the door, then they put two and two together. And she got Bhagavad Gita, and then he came back the next day and preached more to her. And she took some more books, and it was a really wonderful example of seeing how when we preach Krishna consciousness, we don't know how the result will come, how it will mature, from what angle the first contact that people have will mature into the second, or how it will mature into the second. That first contact may be like this, that they're simply hearing some preaching on the internet, after that they get a book, or it may be that they start off by getting a book and then they go to other stages. Or I'm sure devotees themselves have experience of many such encounters in their personal lives and in those whom they know. So and then today, or yesterday, Premaras from Wales sent me a little story, and he was talking that he met a gentleman on Sankirtan in England, and the person took some books and gave him £20, and he said that he really likes the Hare Krishnas because he thinks that the Hare Krishnas, or Krishna consciousness, is the conscience of the world. Now, I thought that was a quite an extraordinary thing to say. It's not something that we hear all the time, the conscience of the world. And indeed it's so. We're trying to wake people up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. What is life really all about? Why are we here in this material world? We're not here to enjoy ourselves, to while away the time. But we're here in this material world in order to go back home, back to Godhead. That's how we're the conscience of the world. We're trying to remind people through Harinam, through prasadam distribution, through our book distribution, yes. This is what your real business is. And of course, we're also trying to awaken others in terms of values. What are the values by which people are meant to live by? A simple thing like being nonviolent or vegetarianism. That in itself is already something that many people have strayed away from in either from the religions which originally teach that, as generally most do, or just a basic principle of living a nonviolent life. So yes, with a conscience. And then, of course, we may think, well, that's sort of, that's a little funny because there's so many unpardonable things or bad things that go on in Krishna consciousness. And but and that's a fact. And sometimes we emphasize those. In fact, sometimes I think we overemphasize those. Not that we shouldn't take notice of the defects that are there in Krishna consciousness, but Srila Prabhupada's approach was different. Srila Prabhupada also saw that, his disciples had defects, cultural defects, bad habits, and so many other things that sort of made them more like ugly ducklings in the midst of so-called our wonderful Vaishnava tradition. But for the most part, he overlooked those things. He corrected his disciples. He didn't mince his words in terms of what was right and what was wrong. But in terms of appreciating what his disciples was doing, Srila Prabhupada was very, very supportive. And he considered, well, put it like this, Prabhupada recognized and understood that the devotees are making mistakes on the path of perfection. Whereas people in the material world may have got so many things right, but they're heading in the wrong direction, or more likely that they haven't got anything right and they're still headed in the wrong direction. So those are the other two alternatives. And so Prabhupada would be extremely supportive of his followers' attempts to practice Krishna consciousness, to be devotees, and often would in public especially, gloss over those mistakes. For example, an example that comes to mind was maybe either Tamal Krishna Maharaj or I think so, or some other close associate of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada received a letter from one of his god brothers, and the subject was that his followers had gone to Japan. And their conduct wasn't up to what Japanese people thought was acceptable, and so some of the devotees were sent away. They were deported. And this news came back to India, and somehow or another this god brother got a hold of it and sent it to Prabhupada along with a comment to see what your disciples have done. They're like a source of embarrassment. So Srila Prabhupada told his secretary to write back. He says, and basically told him to write back, he says, it's true that they may have gone and this happened, but at least they went. Whereas you didn't go and you've done nothing. So this was Prabhupada's approach. All right. They went on Sankirtan, and they didn't behave themselves properly. But they went on Sankirtan, and they went out and preached. And they tried to give Krishna consciousness in a place where Krishna consciousness didn't exist. But with all of your good behavior and good conduct, you're sitting in your temple and chanting Hare Krishna. But then what have you done to spread Lord Chaitanya's mission? So this is a example of Srila Prabhupada's great tolerance towards his devotees and support of their preaching efforts, and it's perhaps a tolerance that we need to also consider. But in any case, back to my original point, which was how important and valuable a thing it is to preach now that the Christmas marathon will most likely be starting for many other yatras on Monday, or at latest probably next Monday. I was just trying to encourage everyone by how much people are actually appreciating. We have the good fortune to be living on the path of perfection, and therefore we see so many defects in Krishna consciousness, no doubt. But unfortunately, people aren't living on the path of perfection. And by comparison to how they live and what we live and what they have and we have, we're so fortunate. Somehow or another, let's make that little effort on this marathon to make other people fortunate and show them also that there is such a thing as a path to perfection. Be the conscience of the world, and let people take the next step, either the first step or the next step and the next step, and by helping others make steps towards Krishna, we're also making steps towards Krishna and coming close to the Lord. Hare Krishna.